Real rock, real variety. It's iRock Radio on Live 365, and we're hanging out with Nolan Neal.
How are you today?
I'm good, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having us in your little studio in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's awesome you guys came all the way out here from the airport area.
That's cool. You know, we figured we might as well. We're in the area, right?
Yeah,
so stop by and see you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about Hinder and your experience with Hinder. Can we do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. How did you get in the band?
I actually woke up one day to... I was tagged on Facebook a bunch of times and on Hinder's page in a comment thread, and a few people posted Nolan Neal, and tagged me.
Oh.
And I was like, that's cool, you know? I remember, like, I loved the first record and some of the songs on the others, too. But so I just kind of called my friends that I knew in Saliva and Shinedown, and the former Shinedown bassist, Brad Stewart, knew their tour manager, and then my friend Bobby knew one of the techs, and then I just kind of hit a few different people up and was like, hey man, can you know, send this, I made a video of Lips of an Angel in the studio.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you mind sending this out to some people? And they did, and then I got a text from Billy saying, send me some pictures. Billy Dawson's his name. He lives in Nashville, and he knew Cody and had his number. Texted him straight up, and then we got an email. It was funny. It said, Cody is very aware of Nolan, okay?
Oh.
Just chill out. It was funny.
Uh-huh.
And I got a text. He said, hey, man, this is Cody. I'm going to call in a few minutes. Are you available? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I remember I had prepared a joke for him.
Oh, okay.
So when he called me and it said Cody Hansen, I just answered and said, I feel like I'm Mark Wahlberg right now in Rockstar, dude.
Oh.
He started laughing, and I was like, uh-huh. Man, I'm glad you called, dude. The only thing that sucks about it is I have to eat chicken and salmon for the rest of my life now, you know?
Yeah.
but anyways, because I run a little, I keep a little meat on my bones, you know what I mean?
Well,
I like carbs.
You live here in Nashville, and there's like tons of good food.
Taco Mama Cita's is right down the street.
Uh-huh.
They're amazing.
Yes.
Give them a little plug there.
There you go.
But yeah, so Cody was like, man, yeah, I'm always looking for a reason to come to Nashville. So, he booked a writing session with me for a couple months later, and he and Marshall came down. You know, Marshall's produced the last couple of records with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall's awesome, and I love Marshall to death. Like, we still text. We've been texting back and forth. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, I'm listening to your song, Send Me Butterfly. And I'll be like, dude, thanks so much for, you know, because whenever we decided to part ways, it was at first I didn't know if maybe I, you know, if they may be mad at me or something, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a tough thing. You know, that last conversation was crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was good, and we were all on the same page. So, but yeah, so we wrote a song together, 17-hour writing session, and it's called Rather Hate Than Hurt, and it's going to be on the new record.
Okay.
With Marshall's vocals. I already did the vocals to the record, and we went up there, and, you know, that was kind of, a lot of it, I think, was, you know, just their genre was going in a different direction starting about a few years back, you know, which there's nothing wrong with it. It was just more of like an 80s party kind of thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. I mean, I saw 10,000 people with their arms up. I mean, people dig it. Got nothing bad to say about it. But, you know, I'm just like, I'm a quirky, neurotic, artsy, you know, weird kid from like who didn't get dances in middle school.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I stayed in my room. I was the only child. So I have all these, you know, songs about, you know, like real life struggles and pain and mm-hmm. overcoming drug addiction and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
And I was trying to fight for these songs. And, you know, it was who the heck was I, right? I'm the new guy. But here in Nashville, I'm not the new guy. I've been here for, you know, my whole life. And I've been at it for 20 years, trying to get my name out there for literally almost 20 years. And it's finally happening. So
right, so we got some new music from you.
Yeah
that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, thanks to those guys believing in me and throwing me on some photos and throwing me on some shows with them. I mean, it was really cool exposure. There, it was a trial run. The whole thing was mm-hmm. a trial run. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, they put out pictures, they never released me as a singer. So yeah, it was.
If you look at Wikipedia, though, your name is in there. Your name's in Wikipedia.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's there.
That's awesome. It's still there. Does it say it still?
Yeah.
That's cool. But yeah, I got nothing but the best to say about the guys. I wish mm-hmm. them all the best. I hope that they, you know, I hope this record blows up, because I've got, I think, three songs on the record. There's one we wrote called Letting Go, because they booked a double writing session. That's how I knew I had the second date. I was like, oh, I got a second date.
Okay.
This is going good, you know. First one's done. They want to write again Friday before they leave town. This is good. But yeah, it was awesome getting to headline Rockin' the Rivers and Pretty Reckless opening up for us and Pop Evil opening up for us.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
I love those bands.
They're,
you know,
good bands, yes.
And I'm like, this is not real. There's no way that I'm backstage talking to Taylor Momsen right now and her manager, and they're all just, we're just like equals. It was cool. I was like, this is what I sat in my room for 9 hours a day as a kid with no friends, recording multiple instruments. This is why I tried so hard to get here, and I'm here. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome.
All right, let's hear Hinder hit the ground on iRock Radio.